tell us about what the lightship is, because it's very particular, isn't it? Yeah.
Well, it is very particular to us in Merseyside, because it was built by the Mersey Docks and Harbour Company for the Liverpool Bar, and that's the sandbar. Well, where all the ships coming from around the world, when they're looking for the port of Liverpool, they would come to the lightship and anchor, and they would know then that they were at the start point for going into Liverpool, and the lightship would be there to say that it was a safe watermark there and they could anchor. And they also had on this ship a DF beacon, which is a radio beacon, I should say, so that it would transmit a signal over the air. And ships in the air looking for Liverpool would listen for the special call sign which it sent. It was BR, da-di-di-di-di-da-dit, and then it would go da, a long dash. And the ships would get the radio officers on these ships would take a bearing, a radio bearing, of this lightship. And the captain would turn the vessel round until the vessel approaching the bar lightship was zero.
K is dos dash dos. Didatis, isn't it? Didatis.
Yeah.
See, so you look at it, you've got to know how to
Translate it. Didatis. So you two could speak to each other in your
speech. So I've done this, but on the bottom I've done the numbers as well.
Use the numbers of facilities to get you these ranges. Around the earth there's layers. And when the sun comes up and goes down, the density of these layers changes. So we can transmit a signal and it'll bounce off these layers and go leapfrogging around the world. And this is how you get long-range communication. And depending on what the frequency you use, you can make use of the three layers around the Earth. And it's all affected by the core.